This goes to Dr. Tan, is the first name, T-A-N, last name Lee, L-I. Fax 989-584-0307 regarding Carrie, C-A-R-E-Y, Richards, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S. Date of birth 9/10/1955. Dear Dr. Lee, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit with Mrs. Richards with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was February 17th. She started developing severe abdominal pain and really has very poor memory of the whole episode that occurred before she was taken to Carson City Emergency Room on 3/11/25. She had a CAT scan of the abdomen, and they found a leaking abdominal aortic aneurysm. And so she was shipped to Sparrow Hospital and had repair and wrapping of the aortic aneurysm. She was in the hospital 1 week in ICU, another week on the step-down unit, and then 2 days in a nursing home, and then followed up with physical therapy in the home to learn how to walk again, she reports. She is feeling much better since getting home, and she feels stronger now, no further abdominal pain, although her weight is down 25 pounds over the last 7 months. She states that blood sugars are currently very, very well controlled. Currently, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight the Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day, Carvedilol 6.25 milligram twice a day. Losartan is 50 milligram daily, Farxiga 10 milligram daily, and Toujeo insulin is 10 units at night time daily, and Trulicity 1.5 milligram once a week, and also routine medications for diabetes, cholesterol, sleep, and breathing disorders. Physical exam, weight 175 pounds, pulse is 65, blood pressure 136 over 64. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. The abdomen soft, non-tender without ascites. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 11th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.5, albumin 4.8, calcium was 10.9, and she had been using some Tums prior to those labs. Creatinine 1.5, estimated GFR 37, sodium 140, potassium was 5.6, carbon dioxide 28, hemoglobin was 12.8, normal white count, and platelets 464,000. She had been advised to stay on a low-potassium diet and to avoid Tums and over-the-counter calcium supplements, which she has been doing. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, 2, diabetic nephropathy, also stable. 3, hypertension, currently at goal. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months and as needed, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.